I refer to my family in Milwaukee as my favorite basket of deplorables. And, you know, I think the gloves really have come off in this, uh-huh. in that, you know, the thought of not hurting someone's feelings or not.
Yeah.
I find this president has so hurt the feelings of every human being in this country mm-hmm. and the civil rights that he is trampling on. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too worried about hurting the feelings of him or the people who support him.
Yeah.
And I know we're not supposed to do that. And yeah. At school, they're telling all the children, you know, you have to find common ground.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yeah. There's no common ground.
Yeah.
And you just realize, you know, I turned 60. I'm 61 now, but I kind of thought the rest of my days after President Obama was that going to be, you know, we are now going to be living that country.
We turned the corner. We turned the corner. Yeah.
And I never thought my next 20, 30 years would be hopefully getting back to, not hopefully, we will, get back to where we're supposed to be as human beings and as moral characters in this country and in this world.